Where's Stuart McClinton? How are things going in Silver City?
Things are going well, Edmundo. How about yourself?
Things are going well here in the Las Cruces area, but there's some news to get to that has been happening in the Silver City area. One of them has been what appears to be a plea bargain by Daniel Stokes, who was accused of child pornography.
Yes, that is correct. On Tuesday, he was sentenced to 18 months of supervised probation. There were no fines associated with it, but his charge is a fourth-degree felony for sexual exploitation of children. If he completes his supervised probation, he will no longer be registered as a convicted felon, but the state law requires him, as so does the plea agreement, it requires him to register as a sex offender, which will stick with him for life.
Now, is this part of the case from about less than a year ago where there was a sting that happened in Silver City?
Yes, it was actually statewide, and it was conducted by the Attorney General's office, and there was only one other person in Grant County that was arrested for child pornography charges, and his name was Joe A. Chavez.
And what's his status?
His status is there is a scheduled hearing for him on December 5th, but that could very well change between now and then.
Now, is this plea bargain seen as a victory for the prosecutor?
I couldn't speak on behalf of the prosecutor, but in the plea disposition, it says the state does not object to a deferred sentence, so as long as the defendant is required to register as a sex offender. So I think they came to a mutual agreement and said that this is, you know, both parties agree. So
let's move on to the superintendent search. How is that going?
It seems like it's going well. It seems that things are being done slightly differently this time than they were during the last superintendent search. The school board has hired somebody from the New Mexico School Board Association to conduct the search, and he's been taking them through the process and telling them how, teaching them how to interview people and how to select a superintendent. I believe there are six candidates right now, four from New Mexico and two from out of state. It seems like things are moving along pretty quickly. Monday they had a training session to formulate questions that they will be asking the candidates, and on Friday they released all of the names of the finalists.
How has the cooperation been among the school board members in this search?
It seems like it's going pretty well. They're only one component of it. There's actually three committees. One is made up by the school board. The other is made up by community members, which includes parents and those formerly associated with the school, and then another committee is with the staff. So it seems like the cooperation is going very well, and those three components seem like they will work together to choose a superintendent that would best fit this district.
Do you happen to know the pay for the superintendent?
Not off the top of my head. It's something over $100,000, if I recall from my last check. I believe our last superintendent, Lon Stribe, was getting paid around $135,000.
Let's move on to a cool project that's happening over two weekends. That's the Red Dot Art Project.
The Red Dot Art Weekend, yes. It's an annual event that promotes local artists and galleries. And for a long time, it was just a single weekend, but it has grown to such a thing that it now dominates two weekends here in Silver City, with some other things going on in between during the week. This is the final weekend coming up, and it will be closed out at the Seedboat Gallery here from 4 to 6 p.m. with a fashion show.
Well, there's always cool art happening in the Silver City area, so it's glad to see that this has expanded into two weekends.
Yep, it's a really cool thing to see.
All right, Stuart, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Edmundo. Have a good one.